Hello, everybody, and welcome to... Zazzlefax's Secret Holiday Podcast. Hello. Right, it's just me, Zazzle. I'm going to call Margaret and Paul in a minute. And we're going to discuss on where we're going on this year's official Facts Holiday. Sorry, I'm a bullion boy. I'm pretending I'm Paul doing a tape from the late 1990s. Do you remember those? Shh, secret. Now, here we go. Just had you there. Margaret, Paul, can you come here, please? Cecil wants you. To come here.
What do you want, Cecil?
Please, because I'm so sad.
I've got stuff to do. What are you talking about, Cecil? What do you want?
I want to talk to you and Paul about something. Get him.
Right. Paul!
Thank you. Can you come here?
What?
Paul. Can you come and sit down? I need to talk to you.
Shout at your father.
What do you... Sit down.
Yes, just come and sit down, please.
Oh, God, is this another family... is this another family meeting about my behaviour?
Well...
I'm not getting a job, would you just both bugger off?
Hey,
Paul,
start
playing Monopoly with Teddy Watkins.
Yeah, right, come.
Glad you called me away. I was losing anyway. He always manages to get Mayfair. Don't know how he does it. Right. He's a clever Teddington.
Shut up, Paul.
Yeah, can you shut up?
Why have you got that guitar, Cecil?
Well, thank you if I can get a word in edgeways, please, Paul. I want to say this to both of you and Paul, Margaret.
I'm not Paul.
You're not Paul. I was going to say Paul, but then I changed my mind halfway through and leave me alone.
Oh.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4. We're all going on a summer holiday.
Ooh.
No more working for a week at all.
It's not the cards,
I know they're
Cecil.
Not the cards. I don't know the cards, Paul. I'm just doing it the way Cecil does it. We're all going on a summer holiday. Happy times for me. Margaret, but Paul, you can come if you want to.
Go.
If we go somewhere far and do a poo, yes. Where are we going on a summer holiday? Margaret, come, man, wear a brassiere.
Well.
You have to.
Why?
Floppelin. I'm going to put this down now.
Okay. Careful, sir. Ow! Mind me. You're right, Cecil.
Oh, my goodness. This is all going so wrong for me. I just wanted to chat to everybody. Now, I've come into some money.
Pervert.
Oh, Paul! You're disgusting. Just get myself comfortable. Right, gather round, my family. The head of the household is now about to speak.
I'm not.
I meant me, Margaret.
No.
Bloody hell. I want us to go on holiday this week.
Ooh,
and I'd like to talk to everybody about it, please. I want ideas, opinions, suggestions, and any place you don't want to go.
Right.
Ooh, I want to go somewhere topless.
Ah, Paul.
Preferably bottomless.
Not you, though, Mum.
Little shit.
Stop.
You got me right on the windpipe.
Well, serves you right.
Right on the windpipe. Can you just people stop slapping me?
Well, no. Well, my first question to you is, Cecil.
Yes.
Where's this money come from? How have you got it?
Right.
You got, you know, investments we could be putting that money into. This tabard collection is getting very dreary and weary, and it needs some work, Cecil. Can I have some new tabards instead of a family holiday, please?
No, I'm sorry. This money has been earmarked for a holiday.
Right.
I want a holiday. I'm old. I'm tired. I want to see the world before things become too degraded.
Oh.
And I can't walk up a hill. Right. Okay, so I just want to go on a beautiful little nice holiday. I want to do something nice for this family. Right. Why do you always have to put obstacle after obstacle in the way of me trying to have a nice time and do something magnanimous?
Bloody hell, Cecil. Why did you... I just want to know why you got this... Why did you get...
Knew this would happen.
Oh, bloody hell. Where did you get the money from, Cecil? It's not from my savings, is it?
I won it playing bingo, Margaret, if you must know.
What?
I did the grand prize at Mecca with Sir Jeremy Cream, and I won £1,000.
Oh.
And I want to go on holiday.
It's all right, Cecil. It's all right. We can have an holiday. It's fine. Just as long as it's not come from my savings, that's all. They can't be touched.
No, it hasn't. Right.
Well, I'd like to go on holiday somewhere nice.
Yes.
Where I can have a nice sundress on.
Ooh.
I want to go paddling. And I loved being in a romantic mood, Cecil.
Yes.
I'd like to go back somewhere where there's a romantic feeling. Mm. I'd like you to take me for an evening meal. Just me and you at a restaurant. And I'd like to have some seafood and maybe a glass of white wine.
Oh, I'd like that too very much, Margaret.
Why am I excluded from a romantic meal?
Because you're not me and my wife. Mm.
I want to go somewhere, Cecil, where I can look at ladies. Oh, and I look at the moon.
Bloody hell, Paul.
I remember when we went to Salou in Spain, Cecil.
Yes.
And there was that beach with all the women and them. Yeah, they were in the 70s, but you could see everything.
Paul. You could, though.
I want to go somewhere that's hot, Cecil. I want to do some sweating, you know, because if I sweat so much that my sweat runs out, it might push out all this beefy, bovrily sweat that I keep doing that's brown.
Yes.
And I want to get back to a position where my sweat's just white, like water. Don't taste like water. Not saying it tastes like water, but I just want it to be somewhat clearer.
Thanks.
And not to stain all my T-shirts. I'd love to wear something other than brown.
Right.
I'd like to go somewhere where there's, oh.
Paul.
Right, well, I don't know what that means, but what I'm hearing is that you both enjoyed going on holiday to Salou in Spain.
Yeah.
Now, why don't we do that, but instead of going to Spain, go to Filey. It's English. We're bound to have a heatwave at some point. And yes, there won't be topless ladies or anything like that for you, Paul, but it's near and I don't have to spend all my winnings on you too. I can keep it for myself and maybe buy myself a new or two new top-of-the-line toupees.
No, Cecil. The one thing I want to feel is in a romantic mood.
Right.
And nobody's ever felt like they've been in a romantic mood in Filey.
But Margaret, that's where we had our honeymoon.
Well, if you remember our honeymoon, Cecil, you'll know that it wasn't romantic, was it?
No, it wasn't.
No, I think you're right. I think I want to go on an aeroplane and I want to go back to Spain.
Right, so that's one for Spain.
Yeah.
Paul, what do you say?
I want to go back to that topless beach, Cecil.
I'm not going if it's topless.
Oh, go on. No. I saw that 70-year-old bosom, Cecil. I know it was so flopped down and curled round that I couldn't see a nipple.
Paul.
But, oh.
Stop it.
Any topless beach in Salou will do me, Cecil. Come on. Mum, what do you say?
Well, I think it's just the free and easy care mode that people have in that Salou in Spain.
Right.
That made me put me in a romantic mood, Cecil. I think that would do it. Let's just go back there to Spain to put me in the mood of romance, Cecil.
Okay.
I'll wear my sun hat for you.
Ooh.
If you know what I mean. You can use me, Cecil.
Oh.
Use me and abuse me in the hot Spanish sun.
Oh, Mama Grana.
I want sex on the beach, Cecil. Maybe even two sex on the beaches.
Cocktail.
Oh, and maybe even try a mojito.
Right.
And then another sex on the beach. Mm. And then a Cosmo.
Terrible.
And then another mojito.
You'll be sozzled.
And then two more sex on the beaches.
Oh, Margaret.
Then we'll go back to the hotel room and rot, Cecil.
Oh.
Feel sick.
I love it, Cecil. I'm in a romantic mood already.
Right. My only problem is I do not want you to see a nudist speech, Paul. But I can't remember if it's an official nudist speech or if it was just a chancy old lady.
Right.
How can I find out, Paul?
I don't know, look on the internet or something.
Not going on the internet.
Well, ring someone up who knows about beaches, like a tour company or something. Give them a ring. Where'd you booking it from? Expedia. Give Expedia a ring then, Cecil.
I'm going to have to, aren't I? It's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm off mobile telephone.
Come on.
Okay, Google.
I'm going to see buzzing.
Okay, Google. It's not working, Paul. Okay, Google.
Okay, Google.
No. Okay, Google.
All right, Google.
It's not having it, Paul.
Voice useless.
Okay, Google. Oh, you son of a bitch, I'll do it manually then.
Supposed to be the future app.
Expedia. Got them on quick dial.
Right.
020-378-8045. Expedia.com.
Can't believe you're ringing them, Cecil.
Come on.
Are you really you're not really doing it, are you?
I'll put it on speakerphone.
Oh.
Hang on.
You're being very bold, Cecil.
Hi there.
Hello.
Thanks for calling Expedia.
You're welcome. Hello, I'm curious.
If you have an existing booking, please press 1. To make a new reservation, please press 2. We sometimes record calls to make sure you're getting the best service.
Right.
Join Expedia Rewards, our loyalty program, and experience a more rewarding way to travel.
Guff, don't they,
Cecil? Become a member today and immediately start earning points that you can redeem toward future trips. The more you travel, the more you save.
Right.
I'm getting on with it.
Thank you for calling. My name is Namrata. How may I help you today?
Oh, very good afternoon to you. I'm just curious. Hello, can you hear me?
Your voice is breaking off in between.
Oh, I do apologise. How's this?
No problem.
She sounds sexy, Cecil.
Oh, yes. I've just have a quick question. Me and my wife and my son are going on holiday to Salou in Spain. And I just wanted to know, is it topless? Is the beach going to be a nudist beach?
Please say yes.
Because if it is, I'm going to have to cancel.
No, don't cancel, Cecil.
I will have to check that. Can you help me with the name of the beach, please?
No. It's Salou in Spain. I don't know the name of the beach. It's just, it looks really nice and sandy. There's there's a beach
hotel. Can you help me with that? Can you spell out the name of the place where you're going to? Because the voice is breaking, I'm not able to hear that properly.
Oh no, I do apologize. This modern technology, it's very hard to use sometimes. It's an S. Let me just find it on the internet. Excuse me. Right.
Sure.
Yes. What? New window. Google. Do apologize for this.
Come on, hurry up.
No problem.
Google, right. How do you... S-A-L... Oh!
Salou!
No, that's not right.
S-A?
Right, I've got it. No, yes, I've found it, thank you.
Come
it's
on, Cecil.
S-A-L-O-U. S for Cecil. A for apple. L for lovely. O for... orangutan, and you for umbrella.
Oh,
it looks so beautiful.
S like Spain, A like America, L like London, O like Osaka, U like Ukraine, yeah?
Oh, that's a very good way to do it. You must use a lot of geographical terms for letters because you work for a travel agent. Ah, beautiful. Yes, that's it. Salou.
Salou.
So that's Salou in Spain, and you want to know whether, like, what kind of a beach is that?
Yes.
So I'm guessing it will be the Levant beach, because that's the beach that's coming up for Salou, Spain.
Right.
And let me quickly check.
Cecil, can we just go?
I'm so scared. If there's topless ladies there, I'll be so embarrassed.
Cecil.
Of course. I definitely understand.
Yes.
I wonder if she goes topless, Cecil.
If it's family friendly, that's fine.
Who's concerned about bosoms?
It looks like a little slice of paradise I'm looking at on the internet. It's so beautiful.
Cecil. If we go, Cecil. Cecil. Talking to me for. If we go, Cecil, can we get that pizza we got? Give Mum diarrhoea, though.
I just don't know why they feel the need to pop the tops off. It's just, there's no need for it. I really don't.
Stop flirting with us, Cecil. Laughing at you.
Yeah, I totally agree to that. So I'm just checking. I'm just checking the reviews, like on TripAdvisor and all of that. And some of them, it's saying that the Levant Beach, it is a nudist beach. And some of them are saying it's not a nudist beach. So I'm just quickly checking it, okay? I'm checking in the state's official website. Please bear with me.
So these continental people, they just, you need a bit more reservation.
Shut up, Cecil.
Oh, I'm getting flustered even thinking about it.
Calm down. Oh. Cecil, someone's coming to the door. Cecil.
Hello, are you still there?
Go answer the door, Paul.
I'm just quickly checking the exact details.
Oh, fine.
I'm on the official website.
Right.
And I'm just checking over here because they have the best...
Go on. Do it, Paul.
Information.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go. Somebody's just come to my front door. I do apologise, but thank you for your help. I'll do some internet research as well. But thank you for your help and understanding in this. What is quite a embarrassing situation.
All right, wrap it up, Cecil.
No problem. We are open 24 hours.
Right.
And the Platja de Levant, this is the name of the beach, and...
Just hang up, Cecil.
So it says that it's in Formentera. I'm just quickly checking if this is the correct one that I'm looking at.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to depart you. But thank you for your assistance. Have a beautiful day.
Come through.
Good evening.
Sir Jeremy Cream is here to tell you about the bingo winnings.
Hello, Sir Jeremy.
Hello. What?
I'm all right. Sir Jeremy, do you want to come and sit down, please? I'm just booking a holiday.
Booking a holiday?
Yes.
Where are you going?
I think we're going to Salou in Spain.
All right.
Yes. It's beauty.
Yeah. Heard it's great there. It's topless.
No. Don't say it's topless. Right, that's it. Thanks. It's official.
Romantic mode.
We're all going on a summer holiday to Spain in Salou. You're going to be flying on your aeroplane again, Paul.
Oh, no. They better not tell Tuz.
Thank you. my terrifying mind. Looking round, I'm leering and a jeering. There's a boozy blubby boy on board. I'm imagining a sexy Spanish woman. To her my nods and winks have become endearing. With this drunken boozy imaginary woman, I think I've struck a chord. Oh, she's rubbing my thigh. I think she wants to become, in the club, mile high. Coming into land, she takes me by the hand. She touched my genital, this flight's unforgettable. Imaginary sexy woman, although she is quite old. Oh, landing terror, don't make an error. I haven't had a tortilla, yet I've got diarrhea, Cecil. I'm on my way to Spain, right inside an aeroplane. I'm gawping through the window pane for angels without bras on in the sky. Right inside an aeroplane. Imaginary woman is quite tame. She won't show me a beef curtain. Beef curtain. It's a tentative rhyme. Cecilton, here's way to Spain. I'm inside an aeroplane. Does anybody want to play a game? Please. A poor battleship. No. I'm now in the sky, high above, above it all, above it all, the night you fly, above it all. I get a new way to walk, I get a new work, 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 and get it. Oh, here comes the bassy fill. I didn't want this bassy fill, but Cecil said I had to, so I had to, cause he took me on holiday.